What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom Giordano show. This is a from a source that there's word that the replacement for the Rizzo statue at the Municipal Services Building may be the statue of Dr. Sadie Alexander, prominent African-American Philadelphian. And if that's the case, my response will be, why does it have to be one or the other? In other words, you can have Sadie Alexander representing diversity, accomplishment, all those things. And Frank Rizzo. Why not? Oh, no, no, because it only goes one way here. By the way, I don't have any updates on where the Rizzo statue is going to be placed, but I'm pretty certain that at some point in the near future, it may come out of captivity, and we'll let you know first exactly where it will be placed and invite you to the ceremony around that, which I think will be extraordinary. But I just got this from a source, and we're checking. There's a few other people speculating that, and I have no problem with Dr. Sadie Alexander. I know the background a little bit, very accomplished, okay. You know, but if we start, well, you know, that's the Philadelphia of today. We don't have any room for Frank Rizzo. It's like, shut up, okay? No objection to that. That's one side of a great Philadelphian. But Frank Rizzo, we still play Rizzo drop-ins, et cetera. There's still, I mean, he's one of the most famous Philadelphians in the history of Philadelphia. One of a kind. But there's no place for a Frank Rizzo. It's just the times we're living in. What all started that? The George Floyd summer, Helen Gim and these others decided to burn down, at least some of them on the scene, the statue of Frank Rizzo. Remember that? So then we had to take it out of there in the middle of the night, put it in captivity. And Frank Rizzo is one thing. But poor Kate Smith, not exactly the girl next door, but America's sweetheart of a sort. You know what I mean? You know, she was Americana. All right. And there was one song there back in that day. The Flyers put a hood over her, a black hood, like she was Al-Qaeda that we were taking on a plane or something. I don't know if Kate Smith has the constituency to be released, but I think Rizzo does. I think it will happen. I don't know. Maybe it'll coincide with Columbus Day. Not sure. And we'll hear all those voices of division. And you can talk about all the flaws of Frank Rizzo that you want. But every one of these public figures has flaws. So we'll see if that starts to happen. And I have no objection to it, other than Why isn't it either or? Because that's the way it is. We cancel culture. They weren't able to beat him in life, so in death, they're going to go down this path. All right, it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. So what is the job that Molly Hemingway today writes about that we've seen the last, or sort of the last? A guy named Glenn Kessler was the number one figure, not the guy on CNN, writing for the Washington Post. Fact checker. Nothing wrong with the fact checking, but who's going to check the fact checker? I mean, many times, imagine in real time, I was telling Henry, the Trump-Biden debate, fact checking. They were arguing over golf handicaps at one point. The fact checker says that Trump doesn't have that. I could, the voiceover, well, I don't think Trump could hit a ball much over 230, but Biden, I can't picture Biden hitting the ball 150 yards, to be honest. Maybe even with a driver. In my golfing acumen, I would say that.
Him right now, no shot.
No, no shot. So should the fact checker say, that's not exactly true, Jake. The fact checker on CNN is particularly amazing. Yeah, some things are factual, but it only seemed to be the need for fact checkers when Trump came on the scene. Then we started to see that in an enhanced position. And how in real time are you making a judgment that's a fact, that's not a fact? It's a constant battle in the minds of the public, and the public will sort it out. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. Great side question today, coming off the Sweeney ad, American Eagle, all-time girl next door, real or fictional? We'd love to get you in with that. I mentioned this guy, Sean Davis. I'd love to get him on the show. Wrote a brilliant post, and he writes for The Federalist. He says there are 8 to 10 people who have been deeply involved in reporting on the Russian collusion hoax from the very beginning, back in early 2017. I'm one of them. And then he says a couple of points, because this is still out there. It's going to surface big again with Tulsi Gabbard. Anyone attempting to tell you there's nothing new, that's what the media would have you believe, in the recent declassification is a liar with an agenda. It's one thing to claim something is a, quote, nothing burger that is garden variety partisan hackery meant to downplay a damaging political development. But claiming that the revelations were nothing new is dishonest in a way that suggests a far more nefarious intent and a deliberate desire to cover up one of the biggest scandals in American political history. Recall that the FBI raided Trump's home in search of these documents. That's the other thing that started to develop here. Was it just because of the archivist wanting the documents back, or these documents that Tulsi Gabbard has been, and more to come, that these were more important as far as getting at this plot, both pre-election and post-election, to stop Trump? So we're on this as developments happen, and he's right. To say there's nothing new here is ludicrous, just completely ludicrous. If you want to say, yeah, well, it doesn't matter on this or that or whatever. But I think these people are all lawyering up. We've had another person today testify that was in the inner circle of Biden taking the Fifth Amendment. Bring Biden in. Let's bring in Biden. Let's bring in Dr. Jill Biden. Is she going to take the Fifth Amendment about the mental acuity of her husband? And the real issue here is how far are Republicans going to go? Because those pardons, for example, are hanging on this whole thing of the auto pen. All right, it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. One other thing, let's be the fair fact checker on this. I'll tell you what I think on it, but I'm waiting for other developments. Look, I'm not a fan of Oprah Winfrey. Over the years, even in her height, the Oprahfication of America, some of the damage that she did. I know it's hard to be, you can be critical of Oprah. But did Oprah prevent this road, her own private road in Hawaii, from people using it? Because there are, it was incredible. When you hear tsunami coming, particularly in that area of the world, you were told get to a building at least 10 stories high. It could be that bad. Well, it appears that the police at one point were blocking usage of the private road. There was a gate too. But then under pressure, or maybe she was just unaware, Oprah gave the order to open up the gate to her own private road, thus having people get out of Dodge in a much more efficient manner. What would the fact checker say on that? Well, I gave you what I think is a fair reading of how it went down. But it did open up, and people were able to get to higher ground. All right, 855-839-1210. You got the side question today. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with the number two guy over at the Treasury Department. They have a lot of big things that have happened that are incredible, including inflation, good news, and a couple things I don't think have been emphasized enough. But I'll ask him about the Fed. Why is this guy not lowering interest rates? Two commissioners are poised today to oppose him on the board. Bigger question to me is, why are we not auditing the Fed? I'm not sure if Trump is aware of how much people would support that. Rand Paul has talked about it. His father talked about it. Auditing the Fed would take us inside. You want to call it the deep state financially, second to nothing else that I can think of. God knows what we would find in that audit. And again, the Federal Reserve is a very Byzantine sort of thing to know exactly what they do and why we need them. 855-839-1210. David in Somerset on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Good. Sorry I haven't called in a bit.
Oh, that's
busy.
Okay.
And, with reference to the jeans commercial, I think you know I love basketball. And I go to see a lot of high school basketball. I have friends that are coaches and stuff. And the one thing that I've noticed in the last, especially last year, is that in the rooting sections at these high schools, the kids are wearing Trump hats and Trump shirts. And kids want to be contrarians, and the left doesn't understand this, that they're alienating these people by just telling them, just listen to us. We will tell you how to think about this, man. And we're the ones that know better. So just listen to us. And,
would you ever think where the Republican is the revolutionary, the populist, the contrarian here? It's amazing.
10 years ago, I would never have dreamt of it. Dom, I tell people, I remember watching that first debate, and I really didn't know what Trump was up to. And I had mentioned, I said, well, you know, at least he's changing the tenor. At least they're talking about the topics that I want to hear them talk about. And when he hauled off and hit Jeb Bush right in the mouth, I just sat there and I said to myself, he's the guy. It's him. I've been waiting for him since 1989, since Reagan left. And I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, it's Donald Trump. And he has not let me down in too many things. I mean, there's things that you scratch your head about, certain things that he's done. But for the most part, he's right on the money. And you think about the tariffs. We were told
look,
that this was going
I will
destroy
say,
the economy.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to destroy it, but I didn't think it was buttoned up enough. But some of it's negotiating, et cetera. And they've turned out well with maybe the best yet to come on this.
Yeah. And if you look back in the interviews, I mean, these are popping up all over online. He had been talking about this since the 1980s when of course, everyone loved him.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So who is your girl next door?
Well, from the movie Vertigo, Midge Wood was played by Barbara Bel Geddes. And she had been engaged to Jimmy Stewart's character, And then, but she was, I mean, really just the girl next door for him. And, you know, she adored him and loved him and would do anything for him. And he just didn't notice her because Kim Novak was.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
You know, she was, but it, and Vertigo is one of my top five favorite movies of all time. And it's just, you know, she just can never, I mean, when she paints the picture of her looking like Carlotta and he just walks out, she's so heartbroken. And, but again, she's the only one that really stands by him because she just is so in love with him. And again, I remember watching the movie so many times and she doesn't, she's not beautiful, but she's very pretty and, you know, in a pretty way. You know, so that's what I think about The Girl Next Door.
Thank you, David. Wow. Henry, we've tapped into something. I had a Barbara Del Geddes. That's the woman who played the mother, of which mother, in Dallas.
Oh, really?
I believe that's Dallas. You have to fact check her. Come on in there. The fact checker ought to be jumping in. Well, I don't know if that was Dallas. It might have been San Antonio. All right. 855.
Yeah, it's Dallas. Yeah.
Is Dallas. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was that's who he was referencing. Yeah. I think she is very pretty, but Kim Novak is a bombshell. So, yeah, that's making the point there of the usually the girl next door is the one that wins. The guy goes off on a toot with the blonde and then comes back to the girl next door.
Not in this case.
Not in this case. And he resents it. I'm not watching Vertigo anymore. All right. Jump in. 855-839-1210. Coming up. I give you just briefly this state police thing, and it bothers me, people that don't do their job. The Commonwealth Court, how many years has it been that Philadelphia cops cannot stop a car without worriment because of the city council law that they passed? We'll send a ticket to these people driving around without a license plate or anything else. Yeah, send them a ticket. It's been years. Case is there. Why don't they just do some work and rule on it? Well, you know, we have to take off Mondays. We don't start to Tuesday at 10 a.m. We can't work on Friday in the summer. 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls, too. Got some great ones lined up. And if Frank Rizzo is replaced by Dr. Sadie Alexander, she's a worthy person. But why can't Frank Rizzo be there? Well, that's not the way it works in a place like Philadelphia. There's not room for that. That's the old days. In other words, there's no diversity here. We can't say, yeah, Frank Rizzo's there, but so is Sadie Alexander, is a worthy, accomplished Philadelphian. 855-839-12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, Henry, I'm stepping into the lion's den here, and then I'll take some more calls. I just saw, and I think I could make it happen. We got a couple connections. John Fetterman's memoir of sorts, Unfettered, get it, Fetterman, is coming out in the fall. Would people come to a Fetterman Politics and Pints?
100%.
Yes, I think 100%. They would too. Yes.
You'd sell that out instantaneously.
Yeah, I think we would. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm in a camp, and you can call and challenge me. Are you one of these, what do we call them, Republicans, some of them now, panickins, who think we're going to vote for Fetterman just because of a few issues that he takes the right side of? Israel is one. Are you saying, oh, that would be traitor. You're helping Fetterman. You're saying Fetterman's acceptable. No, we were going to debate on any number of things, including I just want to get inside what he was thinking if he remembers when Dr. Oz, you know, if I were whispering in the ear of Dr. Oz, I would have told him just go right after those two moderators. Fetterman couldn't answer, if you remember. And they kept on going back and forth to Dr. Oz about abortion. And that's when he said it should be between the women, the woman, her doctor, and local politicians. It's like Doug Mastriano, reject it. You're not getting an abortion. Who would be the local politician? Picture when Jim Kenney was mayor here. Jim Kenney's going to rule on abortion or something.
When he feels like it.
Yeah, when he feels. That's right. Or some of these commissioners out in Diane Merseglia and Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse Harvey. They're going to rule on if you can get an abortion or not. No, it was an unforced error. And I love Dr. Oz. He's come on. He called me several times now to come on. And again, what would Trump do in a situation like that? I think he'd go after the moderators. Newt Gingrich would. Newt Gingrich is even better at Trump, but Trump is funnier when he does this stuff. Gingrich is the first one to do it. They just kept on going after Oz, because they didn't want to look like they were beating up on Fetterman, who couldn't handle that. So apparently the book takes a look at all that. I think it would be spectacular. To me, that's my idea of talk radio. You know, I'm not afraid of duking it out with Fetterman. He came on the show once. He was touring Philadelphia, Henry, like coffee house, something like this. And they didn't know who I was. And he came on. And about three questions in, he went, what the hell kind of show is this? I live for that.
Oh, man. There you go. Find that
audio. Oh, man. Yes, it was. And this was when he was just the mayor of Braddock, and I think he was trying to be lieutenant governor. But it was fine. You know, I had people on like that. I'm not going to hang up. I didn't hang up on him. He just thought, like, you're not supposed to ask questions like that. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. I just need to get something straight. Out of all the people at Fox, like Hannity and maybe Kilmeade and Hammer, that are all in good shape, he picked Greg Gutfeld to challenge to a weightlifting competition?
Well, yeah, in fairness, Gutfeld is to be the one that's been unmerciful and funny and gone after him, you know?
Okay, well, I haven't lifted weights in a long time, but I'm pretty sure I could bench press Fang Fang. You know what I mean? He should get like... He should put the word "fang" on each dumbbell and lift it, no matter how much it is, just for the optics of it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To leftists losing their mind, trying to butch up to talk to men, it's hilarious.
Well, that's right. That's what the whole montage was, Robert. It was him and a few of these others. They're sort of working out, and they're saying, "I'm thinking about your health care when I'm pressing this weight."
Oh man, the ridiculousness of, you know something, Dom? The funny that we get, I told you before, at least Biden gave us funny if he couldn't give us freedom and opportunity, but it's continued. This is one of the benefits of Trump's victory, is watching these unhinged lunatics scream at their phones while they're sitting in their car. I think it's enjoyable, man. I get a lot of entertainment out of it. It reminds me every day, thank God we won, you know?
It is entertaining beyond belief, and I say it all the time, too. It's helpful, like with the American Eagle ad. They go so wild. The average person says, all right, I don't like this about Trump, but I can't be part of this. I got to go with Trump.
I tell them online, man, you guys need to double down. You're being wusses, man. Push farther, push farther.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. But at any rate, from my girl next door, as soon as, Dom, I know you too well. As soon as you said, oh, there's a winner, and I wouldn't have chosen her, I knew that my answer was off the board. And Andrew felt bad about it, like he did something wrong. It's all good, Andrew. But at any rate, I am going to go with an actress. She played Grace Van Owen in L.A. Law, and she played Lori Partridge in The Partridge Family. And she kind of had, like, that at that time, that pretty hippie girl next door was an in look. And I think that she kind of exemplified that with the long, straight brown hair. And you know, it's just it carried a vibe. And at that time, I think she was one of the girls next door. There were many, though, for sure.
But who is it? So yeah, go ahead.
Susan Day.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Susan Day.
Susan Day is definitely a good one.
You guys have a great day, okay?
Yeah, thank you. And just I put a picture up a while ago. Dan made me do it, and it thought it was like a David Cassidy, my hair then at least, type of thing. So I can identify with that. That's a good one. All right, we got some females checking. I'm interested. Who do women think is the girl next door? Any good ones on Twitter? You guys monitor on YouTube, Twitter?
I mean, after the Rosie O'Donnell answer, I'm afraid.
Yeah, the Rosie O'Donnell, we're still checking. A young Rosie O'Donnell, he said, and I think she's pretty young in a league of their own. I don't see it or have any memory. She was one of the dirtiest of comedians, apparently.
Well, you know what? I don't want to step on anyone's toes here, make sure I'm not doing this. You know what? I like this answer a lot, and Andrew brought it to my attention. Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years. That is quite literally the girl next door.
I had Winnie Cooper in studio when I was doing the morning show. Danica She's a McKay. Math whiz.
Yeah, you know what? She's like an author, too. I think she writes kids' books as well.
That is a perfect example. You wouldn't say beautiful, but you would say highly attractive. And mm-hmm. she's got every other quality of the girl next door mm-hmm. that's out there. And she was a math whiz. She was really good. I was thinking the same thing, though. That show is very underrated. The Wonder Years, I could go and watch it right now. Particularly the taglines at the end of what he's thinking out loud, the characters. All right, let's go to Susan in media on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan.
Hi, Dom. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener.
Well, thank you.
And I was walking my dog, and what came to mind was Annette Funicello.
Yes.
She was in the Mickey Mouse Club, and then she parlayed that into the Frankie Avalon movies and Beach Blanket Bingo. She had a nice curvy figure. She didn't show her belly button, but she would be every mother's dream for a daughter-in-law. And she was a classy woman, but yet she had some sexual appeal. So I go with her.
Oh, that is so calibrated. You're exactly right. And she's Italian on top of it. Yes.
Yes, she's, I think maybe even local here, but she came to mind, and I think she's definitely the girl next door.
Thank you very much. Great first-time call. Annette Funicello, the Mickey Mouse Club, and then with Frankie Avalon, that is a really good answer. All right, I don't know if it beats yet, though, Dawn Wells, Marianne. Remember, it can be a fictional one, too. That's the girl next door. These are all really good. You got the qualities now. Henry, are you in agreement or you're still saying unattainable?
I do think that there has to be an element of unattainability. You know, being famous, like being in the Mickey Mouse Club kind of makes you unattainable. I'm looking at this Annette Funicello right now. She was right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spot on
she
with
was.
Her
yeah.
description.
And in Disney, as the branding thing, you know, that's as clean as you get at that time. So she works at. All right, 855-839-1210. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with the number two guy in the Treasury Department. He's been on with us a couple times more. A lot of things to create, but also we're counting down. Well, the Fed just lowered the interest rate. This is, you're going to see today at least two commissioners. And that tells you something, that this is getting personal with this Powell guy. I don't want to see Trump provoked into firing him. I don't think that's the right move. I think auditing the Fed is the move that we all want, or that when you tell people, they're unaware what the Fed is. It's kind of Byzantine. Auditing them, what would that dredge up? Also, Dr. Marty McCary, got to get him back on the show. He was on today talking about we are going to stop this 50-year war on saturated fat. I got to say, Dr. Marty, I'm not going out and saying, party on now, we're going to have saturated fat this afternoon. I was kind of surprised to hear that. I think there are problems with saturated fat.
It just doesn't sound good at all.
No, right? I mean, Marty, come on now. Let's not go crazy. I mean, I would take his medical advice on anything. But if we get him on, got to leave with saturated fats. Where's that coming from? Oh, now, they got a bad name. They don't deserve it. 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. So in the Senate, the Hawley bill passed out of committee 8-7. How could people be against this? It's a bill banning congressional stock trading of sorts. There's, you know, all sorts of small print there. But in essence, it's the Pelosi bill. Now, here's the comeuppance of this. Not only is this the right thing to do, but as this gets more traction over the next few months, playing out as it goes up for a vote and the back and forth in the Senate, then hopefully in the House, the spotlight bank shots toward, oh, I don't know, New Jersey, where you have Mikey Sherrill, who wants to run the state as governor, claiming essentially on all kinds of places that she lets her husband take care of things. I don't know anything about that. Really? So Roe's going to let me be making all kinds of big $7 million stock moves here back and forth. Sell, buy, do this. I'll make a decision on that. I'm not going to ask her anything on that. No, I don't think so. So hopefully this will play out in the governor's race as an example, because I believe the figure is something like $7 million. How does she want to do things like this and not see that she's compromising her office? And Pelosi, I've read extensively why her trades, she and her husband are the most suspicious, that point toward what the supposition is, insider knowledge. So it passed 8-7. It now moves forward in the Senate, hopefully sometime soon, that we see a debate, then a vote, and in the House. And this is something that has been a long time coming. The Pelosis are the ones that have put, you know, way out of proportion to even the vanguards of the world and others who know what they're doing, the amount of money they made. How do they have inside knowledge? Just think of all the things that come across their desk. That's what the argument is. But Mikey Sherrill, when we get to this, is going to have to answer for it. Chattarelli also making a great point with her that's not a policy thing. The number of people that have been governor, like Phil Murphy, that are not from Jersey and don't really know Jersey, Cheryl's out there saying the housing is unaffordable. We're going to have to open up more housing in all these places. Chattarelli smartly saying, well, Jersey is the garden state. What part didn't you get? Think of the family farm issue. Cranberry, New Jersey. I think it's another angle here. He is Jersey. I mean, when you, although, political courage, though, going back and forth with Rich and saying it's gravy the other day. I had on a Jersey poll. It was Dawn, who we love, Dawn Fantasia. She wouldn't take it. She takes a position on anything. But the gravy sauce thing, she had a trouble. It was a difficult thing to do. So Jack Chattarelli, who is somewhat of a gourmet cook, ruling that it's gravy and saying maybe you're not authentically Italian. I heard that. I was driving off the road a little bit of that interview. I mean, I was ready to tag in off the top rope because I've had to go through this in humiliating defeat at Mulligan's. I have people saying, let's have another vote on this. It was the wrong crowd. I don't think that would be fair. That's something Democrats would do. We can't have another gravy sauce debate. That would look bad, particularly if we won. Can't have that. All right. Henry, how would you vote on that since you have heritage that's close to that?
I mean, it's just never been gravy for me. I'm always leaning towards the sauce side.
Okay. You're out, Henry.
I'm out. Yeah, you know what? This is my last day, so be it. I'm dying on my sauce.
I'm sorry, Tom. You're out.
Domus.
Yeah, but maybe I could help you. Godfather. Yeah, maybe. No, Tom, you're out. There's reasons for this. Well, Dan's definitely out. He has no stance on this. 100%. 100% out. Andrew, what's the background? What's the heritage?
It was always sauce.
No, I mean your background.
Oh my, like, yeah. I don't have any Italian in me.
Okay.
Puerto Rican, Irish, and English.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is an interesting combination.
Yeah, and my wife is her family's from Pakistan, so that's not exactly the same thing either. So
God knows the gravy sauce debate there doesn't seem like it's captured.
No.
Puerto Rican and Irish though.
Yeah.
That is
Yep, a lot of attitude, some anger, you know, all that good stuff. So
let's go to Phil and Delaware. I think the winner yesterday, right? Phil won yesterday on a side question.
Yeah.
He has the belt. Let's see if he keeps it. Hey, Phil, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Not to kiss up, but I dated a girl when I was in the Mummers Association in South Philly, and it was gravy.
Thank you very much. You're qualified. I'll give you 5 more points on your answer now. Good for her.
I would take Marsha Brady.
The old debate. Not Jan.
Yep. When I was ready, a young pup, she was my idol, and I tore down Farrah Fawcett's poster to put her poster up.
Oh, God. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Bill.
So either I'm really disturbed or maybe I had a point to it.
My disturb button is ready here. Thank you, Phil, very much. Henry, you were right. This is a popular side because everybody had somebody in mind instantly.
Totally.
They're
not
even having to think about it. He had somebody from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, whether it's a childhood crush like that or you know, something along those lines. Everyone has something.
Yeah, exactly. All righty, it's 855-839-1210. You get a line here. You can jump on board. A poll out today where Americans believe Trump is involved in Epstein's crimes by a whopping 14% margin. Democrats are in the 80%, but Republicans are in the 33%. So what's happening here with Epstein is we got to see some endpoint to this, and I'm not sure what it can be to move on to the agenda, the country, et cetera. And the more we play around with it, the more stuff that's said with it, the more it's taken away from the direct focus on things. Again, the rational point is, how is Trump involved in this? And it didn't come out. They wouldn't have been using anything, particularly during the Biden years, Alvin Bragg. And the answer is they would. If they had any documentation, they would have found it. They would have been able to use it. What is it that still can come out? Well, there are documents that are sealed, but then there are documents they can release. Got to put an end to this. Got to move on with this. The bottom line for me, And yet, I don't see any point here where that's happening in the near future. All right, more of your call. These are great today, though. Great answers on the side question today. 855-839-1210 is how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210 at 2 o'clock. Number two guy in the Treasury will join us. He's been with us before. Ton of news today that are economic figures all over the place that are stunning. Even Wall Street and others saying, yeah, these are the real deal. This is working with what Trump is doing. There is no doubt about it. And even the tariffs have come out in the end, long term particularly, to be effective. So what is the missing piece here to get all this going? To get away from stuff like Epstein and to move on to the real stuff. Got to be transparent about it. Got to move it forward. I'm not sure what the end point is yet, though. All right, but I know it's not good where we are with this now. 855-839-1210. All right, boy, this is Scott Bessent, the head of the Treasury Department, is the star of the cabinet, I think. So he did a today he was with Breitbart. Come on, Scott, got to get him on the show. We were close a couple times. And he says that the Trump accounts, which I'm not a fan of, that's the account where, as I understand it, a one-time deposit of $1,000 from the federal government for all children born in the U.S. from 2025 to 2028. Henry, remember that. Andrew has scored already here with kids, but you have until 2028 if you want that $1,000 in the little Mario Machette account. The clock is ticking for you and some woman to be named later. They're out there in a trade.
There you go.
That's right. Parents will be able to contribute up to $5,000 per year until the child turns 18. Here's what Bessent said, and you guys were not in talk radio when this was unbelievable. I'm not sure what the distribution date should be, whether it's 30 and you can buy a house. Should it be 60? Here's the line. By the way, it's a backdoor for privatizing Social Security. Now, I love that idea. It's a big idea in talk radio over the years. And for you two guys at your age, wouldn't you like to see that instead of the government taking that out, and you may or may not get it, and all the things that go into that, Andrew, that money would stay with you? It would privatize Social Security.
It makes sense to me.
I'd love that. I don't want the government touch my money ever.
Yeah. Like,
exactly. Exactly.
Who wants that, honestly?
Yes. Well, there's a large constituency. You say stuff like anything with Social Security, and man, it's beyond the third rail. So I'm surprised Bessent said this. Then he went on, even though see the point he's making with Breitbart, he talked about seeing young African-American men at the Circle K in Charleston playing the lottery, wondering what would happen if they invested that in the S&P or Bitcoin. Now, that seems like a reasonable statement, but since he brought up race there, and it, even though that's what he saw, it's like five alarm fire.
I'm buying lottery tickets, too. What, yeah. A $2 lottery ticket? You're going to invest that in Bitcoin and get 0.00000001% of a Bitcoin?
Well, I know these things add up, though. Are people buying lottery tickets every day? I mean, I've seen people that come in and they're buying enormous amounts.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure there are people that come in every day, hit the machine, and then walk out.
Right, yeah. Get into the market. All right, let's...
Who's to say they're not already? Maybe that's why they're playing the lottery.
But Scott Bessent at the Circle K, what the hell? Got to get this guy on. Well, we have his number two guy. I'll ask him about this. When you say privatizing Social Security, I think it's very popular, but even Trump hasn't said that because there's a political price somehow or another. Let's go to Donna in Malvern on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Donna, thank you very much for the week. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. How are you today?
Good.
Well, first of all, I want to get this off the board right away so you won't hold it against me when I give you my great answer. I am part Italian on my grandparents' side of my mother. It's sauce. Sorry, Dom. It's definitely sauce.
Will you tell that to noted Italian who'll be one of the greatest Italian-American governors in Jersey history, Jack Cetarelli? He's running on the gravy platform.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. anyway, my answer has got to be Jennifer Garner.
That's an unusual answer. Tell me why.
Well, she's got the bubbly personality. She's cute. She's relatable. And, oh, my gosh, those dimples. Plus, she literally played the girl next door in the movie 13 Going on 30. Mm-hmm.
Ah, now, I saw her as more of a femme fatale, but maybe I overestimate it. And then she loses out to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for Ben Affleck. Yeah.
For Ben Affleck, which isn't a loss.
What a prize.
Yeah, well, that's not a big loss. Yeah.
No, but she did stick by him for her kid's sake, so you got to give her credit there.
I would agree with you. Thank you. All right, Henry, we need a ruling. I always thought of her, I thought she's not a femme fatale, but that's how they were picturing her.
I think at one point in her career she tried to be, but then I think with 13 going on 30, I think that kind of cemented her as kind of the girl next door type of bubbly vibe. And she does. I have to agree with Don on this one. She does get that.
And then she loses out to Lopez.
Yeah, that's typically not how the story's supposed to go.
Exactly,
but
but he's a rat, a no-talent rat.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree.
So is it really that much of a loss for her?
I was at a movie theater with a former program director, not Jared, well before that, who hated him so much for watching Argo, which he won the Academy Award for. He's screaming at it at the end. It was embarrassing. And I'm like, oh, man, but Ro is like sliding down in her seat, you know. So Affleck, is insufferable. And I don't think talented at all. I don't know as a director. Okay, coming up, boy, a lot to impact here. Scott Bessin opening up the can of worms, privatizing Social Security, and talking about Bitcoin. Isn't it just, I don't know, every time I talk with him, does Dave McCormick seem like a Bitcoin guy? He's so buttoned up. He's doing great things for Pennsylvania. But the first time he brought up Bitcoin and crypto and all in Lehigh Valley, I'm thinking, wait a minute. What the heck's going on here? Yet he's driving that to make this the capital of that. And Bessin saying, well, this $1,000 that the kid gets, remember the clock is ticking, 25 to 28. You can add on to that. It's a backdoor attempt at privatizing Social Security. That's interesting to me. That's any way that we can get Democrats and the establishment to open that up so that people have a shot to make their own decisions. That's the way it should be. Bush tried to do it in 2006. It was a disaster, if you remember. Is Bessin tipping us off to what this is really about? All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we'll talk with the number two guy at the Treasury Department. There's a lot of breaking news today, including lowering interest rates and including what Bessin said. And these are great answers on the girl next door. And we'll have Henry's had to put in a new Dom's Money Melody. You'll get that for a big prize at 213, all on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.